This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. Either the toll-free numbers and the Skype username, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is you want to discuss with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
All right, so Johnson, a story that you had wanted to share with us previously. By the way, Bitcoin price took a huge fall today, down from like $600 to right now floating at about $500. In fact, it busted through and hit a low point of $465 today, so...
Yikes.
Apparently one of the major exchanges got hacked, and that's never a good thing for people's confidence.
It's an uncommon occurrence with Bitcoin. Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon.
Really, really unfortunate.
It's just one of those things you got to
pay
to play.
Imagine if banks were getting hacked left and right.
Well, banks get robbed. And they're not,
I don't even think banks are getting robbed with the frequency that Bitcoin is.
I don't know. I heard Citizens Bank in Manchester got robbed today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And it doesn't happen in New Hampshire that often.
But it's not like, you know, like the major corporate branch of, you know, Citizens Bank or whatever is getting robbed.
Well, it doesn't
matter. Like a, it's like a tiny little, you know, branch.
Well, if you went to the corporate headquarters,
like when it's
you wouldn't
with Bitcoin,
really...
it's like the corporate headquarters is getting robbed.
Yeah, but there is no... There's no branch locations when it comes to Bitcoin exchanges.
Maybe they need to. Maybe that's what they should do somehow. It's like break it out so it's not possible to hack the like overall.
We're talking about two completely different situations, right? One is a Bitcoin exchange where people can access it through the internet. The other one, you got to put a gun in someone's face,
right?
In order to, you know, have a breach happen.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just saying, like, maybe they could somehow, you know, because one of the things that's going on there is compartmentalization.
I've actually got a story about a bank robbery tonight, but we can get to that here in a little bit. Actually, a woman robbed a bank in Wyoming because she wanted to go back to prison. So she didn't really want the money.
Right.
She just wanted to go back to prison.
Well.
We can tell you about that coming up here. You can also join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, something you wanted to discuss last week, but we just didn't get into it, was millennials. And not the typical story about millennials.
I love talking about millennials.
Well, but the typical story that we've heard in the media is, oh, these millennials, they're so shiftless, they're so lazy, you know, they are awful, they only want to text. There's always been critiques of the millennials, but obviously millennials are good at some things, and I think that's where you're coming from on this.
Well, I don't know that I'm coming from that particular angle on this, but...
the story is.
The story certainly is, and certain companies are apparently, you know, trying to utilize... What knowledge millennials may have, and I think that it's probably going to be primarily technology and things that some of the, you know, older generation lacks.
They know where to catch the Pokemon.
It's
that
true.
They know.
That's true.
We'll get into it here. In fact, you've got a Pokemon-related story coming up in moments. But first, let's go to the phones, actually. We have AD on the line calling from Delaware, listening via our listen line. Go ahead, AD.
Yeah, you know, I mean, basically what I want to say is, you know, Donald Trump is a very candid guy. You know, these millennials, they have no clue about the world they're living in. I mean, they're brought up on mainstream media. They believe everything is entertainment, you know, and I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous how uninvolved they are. But I wanted to remind folks what Newt Gingrich said. Donald Trump is not a part of these secret societies, this establishment elites, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, et cetera. This is very, very real. I've read several books on what they've done over the last 70 years. And he scares the hell out of the establishment. And of course, this is a really, really good thing. But I think it's also going to be, it's going to bring out the fangs of these monsters. And we got to keep an eye on Donald.
Now, did Trump pay you to call into the show tonight?
No, not at all. Listen, no. I contribute to a couple stations. I do the Everyman show. But for the last 8 years, I wanted to know who's been screwing me out of my real estate, my wealth, the whole nine yards. It led me down a path of starting. And this goes back to the Titanic. It's a long, convoluted issue. But you have to understand that these are killers. These are killer whales in an ocean full of baby gray whales. And they're dangerous. They're absolutely out of their mind with this one-world government stuff. And they've got these kids wrapped up
So let me see if I'm following you here. What you're saying is that Donald Trump, who is a billionaire, I believe, is somehow insulated from the world's string pullers, the puppet masters of the world, the Bilderbergers.
At all, man. He has thrown himself into the lion's den. He is literally trying to save not just America from the ravages of the New World Order and one world government.
See, I don't understand. I mean, has he actually said anything about the New World Order? Has he actually specifically said that? Or are you just speculating? Because it would seem to me, I mean,
no,
if you believe the conspiracy theories.
Well, he says it all the time. You just
he says what?
Read between the lines.
I mean, oh, okay. So he doesn't actually say
it. Kissinger.
So
he's met with these people. He's met with them. But he has also surrounded himself with the insiders that know how to keep him safe. I'm telling you.
So, okay, so you can be safe. Okay, so this is interesting because what you're saying is actually contrary to a lot of the conspiracy theory. The conspiracy theory out there will have you believe that the Illuminati or the Bilderbergers or whoever these people are, these, you know, world-controlling men, and I guess there's some women amongst them as well, but these people who want to control the world, they have such a lockdown on things, they're going to exterminate the world's population. I mean, we've heard this stuff before. Somebody's mm-hmm. called to claim 80% of the world's population will be exterminated, and, you know, everybody either fall in line or you're going to die. And now here you are saying that Donald Trump is somehow protected from these people, that he's managed to amass his billions or whatever it is that he has. I don't know what the man is worth, but I suspect it's quite a bit. That he's managed to amass all of this money without appeasing the people in power? I don't believe it for a moment. I mean, these conspiracy theories, but I, you know, to suggest that if there are these conspiracy theories, somehow Donald Trump's the one man who has been able to steel himself against it through his resolve or whatever it is, you know, his connections. I don't believe it.
Well, look, Donald Trump plays in an entertainment kind of, you know, hotel, casino. He's the guy that entertains these
Yeah,
people.
Isn't
That's
the theory
the
about
built.
The Illuminati in that they're all throughout the entertainment world? Isn't that like the whole
Well, you know, they got to do something
theory.
With all of their billions. And I got to tell you something. I've read too many books recently. I'll give you an example. I want you guys to look up NSSM 200 Agenda.
I've got better things to do. I really do.
You know
Yeah. We've heard about that before. But you didn't really explain to me how it could be that Donald Trump would avoid, you know, being influenced by these people. I mean, if indeed their influence is so extensive, if indeed the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers are so powerful, how could Donald Trump, simply by knowing the right people, protect himself against them?
I'll tell you the secret. It's because I never watch TV.
So he can't be programmed.
He's working with the people that do not want Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TIPP. He wants basically the United States to be freed from this UN UNESCO nightmare of global
Yeah, government. But he also talks
there
about being
people that don't want this for America.
Okay, but he also talks about being the law and order candidate. He wants to have more police. He wants to have a border wall. He wants to have a police state. He wants to, you know, support the military. This guy wants to rule the world.
No. Let me tell you something. If you think that these cops that were killed were not killed by wind-up toys brought to us, let me tell you something. The CIA and their dark operations and the things that they've done, they were built by the Rockefellers.
Okay, isn't that contradictory, though? I mean, you're making it sound like the CIA has all these dark things that they're doing. Why wouldn't they just assassinate Trump if he was a true threat to the status quo?
Well, I'll tell you, James Leslie Rawls says he may not make it. He may not make it to November.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE.
Let me tell you, we've got so many whales. They're huge. We've got black whales. We've got the killer whales. We've got the gray whales. We've got the best whales. I can tell you that.
It just doesn't make sense to me, Johnson. I mean, it's contradictory. Is the Illuminati really in control, and will they kill anyone that stands within their way? Or are, you know, is this, you know, goofy guy from Vegas or New York or wherever the hell he's from, is he going to be able to somehow stop them?
I will get the best Illuminati. I will assemble an Illuminati team of all the best guys from the Illuminati.
Now,
and we'll have them, we'll pay them very well, I can tell you that, and they will do all of my bidding, and then we will build the wall, and there will be nothing to stop us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's just inconsistency within the conspiracy world. I don't believe for a moment that Donald Trump is anything outside of the establishment. He's very good at appearing as though he's outside of the establishment, but he'll continue.
I paid Hillary to be outside of the establishment.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. He is entertaining, though. I'll give him that. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Still to come here, the millennials. What is it that's good about these folks? I mean, they're brilliant at some things, right? It's just that all the news you see is negative. Oh, these millennials, they're so lazy and they're, you know, uneducated, or there's all kinds of critiques about this generation. Of course, it's not fair to critique a generation. Everybody's different. Individuals are within that generation. But nonetheless, Johnson, you've got a kind of a positive sounding story about that. We'll get into it here in a few moments. Also, if you have Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is bouncing back, by the way. We talked about how before the right when the show started, it was actually below 500. It's bouncing back to about 517 right now. That's $517 per Bitcoin. And why is Bitcoin the most valuable currency on the planet? Well, that's because it does what it says. Even though there was a hack of one of the exchanges, that's the, you know, equivalent of a bank being robbed. And, you know, banks can get robbed, and the U.S. dollar still exists. Bitcoin still exists, and it's still very, very popular. In fact, you should have your own wallet for it, so you can have some, as well as Ether and DAO tokens, and more cryptocurrencies are coming, because it's not just Bitcoin. There are literally hundreds of alternatives to Bitcoin, and the folks over at Jax, which is the official wallet of Free Talk Live, are going to be adding new currencies to Jax very soon. You can go to JAXX.io or your favorite app store to download it. It is cross-platform, so you can get it for Windows, Mac, Linux. You can grab a browser plugin version for Chrome or Firefox, and of course you can get it for Android and iOS operating systems. You can use it to hold different types of currencies, and you can even shapeshift between the different currencies in your wallet, which is super easy, and it's awesome that you don't have to even leave the wallet to shapeshift now. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the creator of the Crypto Kit, which we told you about a while back on Free Talk Live. It's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. And Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. JAXX.io. As we go continuing with your calls and thoughts, then we'll talk about the millennials on the way. First, though, Erod is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Erod, with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, I don't know what a millennial is, but I'm getting close to 60, so I don't know what that makes me. So, anyway, I had a conversation today at work with people, you know, around my age and even older, and we were talking about this presidential election, and I was expressing my thoughts on how horrible the candidates were. Anyway, mm-hmm. The conversation drifted towards Donald Trump's wife, and I just want to know, because I'm still trying to figure this thing out. You know, years ago, I mean, I'm talking about way, when I was younger, you know, somebody got murdered or something. It was huge news. And so now we have Donald Trump, you know, fast forward today. And I want to talk specifically about his wife. You know, I would think that, you know, his wife and what she's done, the pictures she has taken, would have disqualified him from even thinking about becoming the president of the United States. Now, please believe me, not, and you guys
are probably. Why is that? Why is
here's my point. By the way,
can you do me a favor and back off your phone a little bit? Something's wrong with our phone system here, and that might help us a little bit.
I just want to say, first off, believe me, I'm no prude, okay? You know, I mean, I like to get my freak on just like everybody else, okay? But I'm looking at these pictures of her, and you have this one picture of her, you know, she's with another woman, and this other picture of her, she's standing there, she's got her hand, like, you know, just grabbing her, you know, her snatch. I hope that's...
I think you can say that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and so anyway, so I'm thinking, I said, well, how can this be? I mean, this woman can possibly be, you know, the first lady. And I can recall, you know, a couple of years ago where, you know, the Republicans, some of these conservative types, were really getting on Michelle Obama because she actually wore a dress, a sleeveless dress. And I'm thinking, like, what, really? And now look at this right here. Now, again, you know what? What Donald Trump does, what kind of woman he likes, that's his business. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But I guess what my issue was now is that have we got to this point where it's like anything goes? I mean, really, truly, I would have thought that, I mean,
You know, I'm sorry, babe. I can't run from president.
You got pictures out there on the internet.
I mean, like, you're naked. I mean, you're with other women. And it's like, you know, and I was talking to these guys at work who are older than
what,
I am.
I'm going to put you on hold. I can't handle the audio there. I apologize.
You know,
about
Mike,
that.
I'm sounding like the beaver from Winnie the Pooh.
Hey, Sonny. Tell me say something
small. Oh, it was just the distortion was really getting
on every last syllable because he was hitting it very hard. It sounded like
I didn't hear that in what he was doing. It was like just constant peaking.
You know, it wasn't his voice. It was just his phone. It was, was breaking up at the, you know.
What were you trying to say there, Johnson?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I'd rather have a first lady I can actually respect.
Meaning that the
meaning
first
that
lady
I'd rather
got
have
naked?
I'd rather have a first lady who's getting late, naked and grabbing her snatch than, you know, one who's, you know, grabbing, kids' entertainment and, you know, doing weird things with banning video games and having crazy
programs
like Hillary, you know, like, or Michelle Obama or, you know, like, whatever. Hillary would be president, not first lady. So, you know, what, Bill Clinton, first lady? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like what?
I think it is funny that Erod does point out some hypocrisy, though, right? Like, if there are conservatives who are going after Obama's wife for wearing some sort of low-cut dress or whatever it was, and now you've got the conservative, so-called conservative candidate has a woman who's has a wife who's done full nude photography. That's obvious hypocrisy. If indeed the same person is saying, "Oh, bad when Michelle Obama does it, but okay when Donald Trump's wife does it," so I get that hypocrisy. But I you know, hey, Erod, you're looking at the pictures, aren't you? I'm going to bring you back on here because we just I don't know if we can fix. We probably can't fix your phone, but I'm going to give you another chance to get your thoughts out here.
Okay, do I sound any better at all?
Yeah, I think it maybe it's because you're getting really loud and excited, and maybe your phone just can't handle it.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So anyway, so basically, you know, I'm talking to the guys at work. They don't seem to have a problem with this. And again, you know, maybe, and I'm trying to figure this out. Am I just really old-fashioned? And again, I say
how old are
I
the guys you're talking with at work?
Oh, they're over 60.
Okay.
They're over 60. So basically, so is it that, you know what, we're going to vote Republican no matter what, and the question that I really want to ask them, is there anything that Donald Trump can do or say that would make you not want to vote for him?
Well, I'm certainly not voting for Trump, but, you know, I'm just saying that I would rather have the behavior out of Melania than I would out of what Michelle Obama's doing, you know, like, or, you know,
What does that mean? Because what I'm thinking is that, okay, so you know how first ladies, they always have their little projects they do.
I mean,
Michelle Obama
too,
was
John,
into her, health deal, you know, and so what is Melania?
So you're asking of Trump supporters, what is it that Trump could do that you would no longer support him for? Obviously, there are a number of people who have decided they're not going to vote Republican because of Trump. But so you're asking of the current supporters who, you know, are out there supporting Trump, what would Trump do that would upset you enough to not vote for him? And if you want to answer Erod's question, you can. The toll-free number is 855-453. Erod, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and you can share your thoughts on the, you know, sort of the nude modeling of this lady. Is that upsetting to you? It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. Also, want to let you know about our satellite fundraiser that is happening now. We are on satellite currently over North and Central America. We have additionally a satellite over Sub-Saharan Africa, and those allow us to broadcast free, not just Free Talk Live, but all the great liberty-oriented shows you can find over at lrn.fm. There's dozens of great shows on there. We're broadcasting all of them 24 hours a day to these parts of the world, many of them without any real semblance of internet access. So it's easy for us to take internet for granted. We've got here at the studio two internet connections, plus we've got our cell phones, so there's probably at least four different internet connections right here in this room as of right now. But in some places in the world, you've got to drive for 45 minutes to go and get some internet. At least that's what our friend and listener Akko in Cameroon had to do for a while until they finally got some internet service wirelessly in his hometown. So there's still billions of people in the world that don't have internet, which means they can't listen to LRN.FM. But if they've got a satellite signal coming into where they live, they can listen to LRN.FM. And that's what we want to do, is we want to expand that satellite coverage, continue the existing satellite channels, and expand to a new one which will cover Europe as well as most of the Middle East and a bit of northern Africa. You can help us with the satellite fundraiser. It's going for about another two or so weeks, and you can help by going to fund.lrn.fm.
How special is the satellite equipment that they would have to get? I mean, is this
cheap.
Something...
Not special at all.
Like, cheap, but, like, how cheap? Like, are we talking, like, we could, like,
for
put
us,
together
it's
with
very
cardboard
cheap.
And aluminum foil, you
no,
know? Like,
no, for us...
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about people who want to receive the signal.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. When I say us, I mean those of us who have
right, okay.
enough wealth to afford a $100 receiver and think
right.
of that as not that expensive.
Right.
In countries like Cameroon, they're on payment plans to get these things.
Right.
So they're still paying for them just over time.
Just interesting because
it's
$100. I mean, they have laptops that are $100 now, so it's like.
Yep.
But they don't have internet.
Right. The laptop's not going to do you any good if you don't have any internet. I mean, you can word
right.
process on it or
right.
whatever, play solitaire. But you know, if you don't have internet, there's not much you can do with it. It's $100 for the receiver, maybe about $70 for a dish, the wiring, and then if you need a pro to install it, you might pay another $50 to $100 for the
right.
for the install. So $200 to $300, and you've got the receiver set up that can literally, you know, receive hundreds and hundreds of free to air channels. So
right.
RT, the Iran channel, what's that called? Press TV. There's a bunch of English, a lot of Arabic channels up there, and you don't have to pay per month. So once you get the equipment costs taken
right.
care of. As long as the satellite doesn't go out of alignment, you're good to go.
You can hear lots of music with sitars. And
there's some weird stuff. I got to say, though, I found some interesting things up there. I hardly ever watch my free-to-air dish. I have one here just to make sure our signal's working, so if we ever need to check in and make sure we're on, you know, make sure the signal's actually there, I can do that. But every now and then, like once or twice a year, I'll actually tune in and flip through the channels just to see what's up there. And there's some eclectic...
Tune in early in the morning when Russia Today is actually in Russian.
Well, yeah, I guess there is. I don't think RT English goes to Russian. I think that RT English is
I've heard Russian segments on RT, like on the internet version before.
Well, they have different channels. They have RT English and they have RT.
The RT English one where like they'll do like small reports.
Okay,
like,
it's very unusual then because I've never come across it.
Yeah.
That's the TV channel that I usually have on the satellite up there. And of course, LRN.FM is hands down the best sounding.
Most of the time they have British accents. You know, like, you're listening to Russia Today.
Right. They have their different offices. They got a Moscow office with some of the British folks, I believe, and then the D.C. office with American sounding folks. Anyway, you can go and get behind our fundraiser for as little as you want, you know, $5, a buck, whatever. Or there's perks available at the $25 and up level. So please go to fund.lrn.fm and you can check out more about that. You can contribute there.
Speaking of D.C., what do you think, what do you think that they're going to call if Hillary wins the office? What do you think they're going to call Bill Clinton? Is he going to be the first gentleman?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And to appease the social justice warriors, do you think he's going to be like, did you just assume my gender?
I suppose he could have had an operation between the last time he was president.
I don't know. Something's going on with Bill Clinton. Have you seen him lately?
No.
There's like, I don't know if they're like, they just have drugged him or if he's trying to get sympathy, but he always seems to have his mouth hanging open and he's like, it's very zombie-like and weird. Like his eyes are kind of gone. He's starting to look like he's like starring in Thriller, you know, the Michael Jackson Thriller video? Like, he's starting to get this very strange look to him.
I did see the meme on Facebook where it shows him with his mouth open like you're describing.
Right.
And it says something about the lizard is tired or needs to get some rest.
I've seen all sorts of different ones. It's just very bizarre.
Some sort of suggestion that he's a lizard person.
I've been doing the crocodile.
Or that it's hard to wear the mask for too long or something like
been
that.
Been getting tons of crocodile from... very, very good.
Ugh, man. Now, you know, people don't know what you're talking about. What's crocodile?
Crocodile. Crocodile. I actually don't know what it actually... I mean, it's a drug. It's just this horrifying drug that destroys your body in ways that are absolutely horrifying and just terrible. And I don't know why this drug is popular at all. I think it's, like, made from gasoline or something. It's bad. And people are doing it. And... getting addicted to it, and horrible things like opening up just huge rift-like sores and, you know, causing people to become skeleton-like. It's just horrible. I don't even know how. Just crocodile spelled with a K, K-R-O-C-A-D-I-L, I think.
Crocodile. K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a list of exactly what they've used in this because
I do the crocodile and the bath salt.
It's pretty horrifying when you you actually do the Google image search for
cocktail.
It. You'll find the people with the spots all over their arms and it, like gaping wounds. from using this stuff. It's pretty horrifying. So no, it's probably he's not using crocodile, but who knows what he's on? I mean,
yeah, who knows?
I mean, he's gonna afford whatever it is.
Hillary and I like to have a little party every now and then.
The medical name for the drug is dysmorphine. It's made at home by acquiring codeine and over-the-counter products like paint thinner, gasoline, hydrochloric acid, iodine, and the red phosphorus from Matchbox Strike Pals.
Oh, God.
The resulting liquid is then injected into your veins. The high lasts 90 minutes to 2 hours, and it takes about a half an hour to make the drug. So, yeah, this was fairly popular in Russia for a period of time. I don't know if it ever really hit the United States.
Started to hit the United States now is what's going on.
Really? Okay. Yep. So it's in the headlines again?
Yeah, there's been some recent stories about crocodiles.
Okay, interesting.
Crocodiles.
Let's see if we can find out more about that. Anyway, the toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-3.
Are there a lot of crocodiles in Russia?
I haven't the slightest clue.
The crocodile, they fight the bear.
So maybe you could ask Trump. I hear he's buddies with
Putin. Putin.
So, you know, we did have E-Rod call in a few moments ago,
right.
And I think maybe his question deserves a little more explanation or discussion. E-Rod,
you're bothered by Melania.
He's bothered. I'm not. I don't know the lady. I haven't actually really seen the photos. I saw, like, one of the censored ones from some headline.
Someone that was like a cover. It was like a cover of some magazine.
Weren't these taken when she was fairly young, like in her 20s or something like that? No, they're recent.
They're recent. Yeah.
Okay. See, I haven't seen the pictures. So.
Yeah.
And I guess E-Rod was asking, you know, is he old fashioned? He feels like he personally doesn't have a problem with a woman being naked, but that somehow there's something improprietous about
what
that.
What did he say? He likes to get his groove on, like, or something. Like,
that sounds personal, but yes, he did say something like that. And so I don't, you know, I guess I understand why some people feel like, oh, well, the presidency is this, it's a special place where only the most wonderful people can be the president. No. I mean, we've seen all kinds of thug presidents.
Right.
These guys are just a top gang member of, you know, the biggest and most influential and powerful gang in the world. And you shouldn't be surprised that a gangster has a girlfriend or a wife that is fairly pretty. Right? I mean, it's not uncommon. You see the gangster movies where these guys have...
People were more surprised that Michelle Obama wasn't.
They have... I think some people probably would think she's attractive.
Well, some people might be...
She's better looking than Hillary.
I guess.
Yeah.
That line is, though, not a very... It's not a very large distinction.
Toll-free number 855...
Attractiveness between those two.
453. I mean, generally, politicians aren't particularly attractive.
True.
They call it Hollywood for ugly people for a reason.
Hoping the daughters tend to be.
The toll-free number is 855-453, and you can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts, especially welcome on Melania. Is that her name? Melania?
Melania?
Melania Trump. Yeah. Trump's wife. Right. His current wife, because he's had a few, from what I understand.
She's not a millennial.
No, but his daughter Ivanka appears to be a millennial. Yes. And so you can, you know, comment on this, because Erod called in earlier, and he feels like he seems like he's a little conflicted. Like, on one hand, he likes the idea of a lady posing naked, but on the other hand, maybe he feels as though it's not appropriate for somebody seeking
a wonder position. How he would have felt if it was Ivanka rather than...
Well, that's a little different, right? I mean, how far beyond, if you're the president, or the, you know, if you're the wannabe president, you're running for president, how many family members removed can you have someone do naked photography and it be okay? I mean, obviously, you can't tell your kids what to do just because you're running for president.
I think Ivanka Trump and Meghan McCain and Jenna Bush all need to get together and do like a Republican girls spread or something.
A menage.
Just some sort of photo shoot together.
Well, I mean, he does bring up an interesting point, and that is that the Republicans for the longest time, these self-proclaimed conservatives, have been very kind of, we're family values. Well, now all of a sudden, you've got the presidential candidate who has a wife who's done apparently a fairly recent naked photo shoot.
And now the family value is to be hoolers.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Now, let's say...
You had no comment on that one.
Well, I mean... I mean,
I'm sure I just offended a million people. I don't know, you know, but like... You know, whatever. I mean, it's...
Is Melania any more of a whore because she did naked photos versus someone else who just wants to pal around with someone, a man in power? I mean, essentially...
Sure. You know, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, literally what you're saying is right. But, I mean, it's the way that these family values people are going to interpret this type of thing. You know, that's how they see this.
It's well, that's like what I'm saying is maybe they're trying to... Okay, so maybe the family values people have completely abandoned Trump and they're going to vote for the Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, or the Green Party, or something like that. But if they
defend everybody's, you know, because everybody's does this stupid defensive voting thing.
Well, but I, what I want to talk about is, you know, what are they if they are defending Trump's wife? If someone who was a family values person or someone who's critiquing Michelle Obama's dress for being too right. short or something like that previously right. is now defending Trump, how do they defend Trump? What is the cognitive dissonance that is blocking? You know, what are the words that are coming out of their mouths that they're saying to justify the fact that, well, it's okay that she was naked because blah, blah, blah.
Really what they want is they want to build a wall around Melania's genitals.
Well,
so that no one can see them. We need to build a wall and then, you know, have passports, apparently.
Trump may be making a smart move here because, I mean, the truth is sex sells.
Right.
And anybody who's been in business and has done advertising campaigns knows that right. sex will sell a product.
Right.
And in this case, he's the product and yeah. she's the sexy part because he's right. not.
Yeah.
Nobody's, you know, far, I'm sure very few people are turned on by Donald Trump.
You know, I had a very weird thought recently, just since we're talking about Donald Trump's appearance real
yeah.
quick. You know, it was a year off, but Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
How much did older Biff Tannen in that movie
Looks
look
like
and act like and was the character of Donald Trump? How weird is that?
Right. Now, wait, what was the year for?
2015.
2015.
Not 2016,
okay.
But that's still pretty close for a movie that was in 1985.
Creepy.
Or actually, well, I guess it wasn't in 1985. That one was in what, the 90s, early 90s.
No, but, no, number two, that was like 89 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 89, yeah, still. That was pretty good. It's just weird. I just
yeah.
that was weird in terms of, you know, the predicting of the.
So if you want to share with us your thoughts, I mean, are these people being hypocrites? And does it really even matter? And I think this is a brilliant, you know, campaign strategy. Go ahead, have your attractive wife take her clothes off, and all these Christians who in the religious right who preach all about how this is a bad thing, they're probably going to vote for her. They're probably going to vote for him
right.
because of her, you know. Even
well, they're also, they are the porn party.
Yes.
And they don't yeah. want to admit it, but it's, that's the truth.
Now, when you say
know?
That, what do you mean?
Well, I mean that the sex workers all flock around the Republican National Convention because they are all sex addicts. Like they just,
secretly.
Yeah, secretly. You know, like, they're all secret sex addicts. It's like, okay, well, you know.
It's
you
the
say one
who,
thing in public, and it's like all the guys are like, you can't be gay, blah, 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 and then they're gay.
Yep, exactly.
It's like,
you can't have porn, but they're secretly looking
right.
at it, you know, in their hotel room.
Because moralists, whatever. People who are moralists who like to tell what the other people what to do, are crazy. It's a little secret.
Sure.
In case you didn't know, every politician, every bureaucrat, they're lunatics.
Yeah, that's true. They're sociopaths.
Right.
And hypocrites. And we get
right.
and they get caught so many times, as you were indicating
right.
there. So I think that's why I think this is a smart move for Trump. I mean, he on one hand, I don't know, what is he even saying anything to these critiques? It's like, hey, my wife is beautiful, whatever. Who cares? If you don't want to look at it, don't look at it.
Right.
It's none of your damn business. You don't have to. You know, if it's bothersome, don't look at it.
Yep.
As they're talking about how bad it is, they're paging through it. It's like the Shelby.
This
Clark.
Is awful.
Yeah.
I can't believe she did that pose that she. Oh,
yeah. Right. This is horrifying. I need to share it with all my friends.
Page after page.
So we've got a related, I guess, onion piece. There's the Shelby Cross character. Have you heard Shelby Cross?
Yeah, I think so. That's
she's like a
morning.
Female Bill O'Reilly.
Right. Right. Okay.
And of course, the Onion does great video satire.
What
and,
say you?
And they make fun of these different cable networks, for instance. And so on LRN.FM, we've had for a while these onions that have been running for a long time that are very, very funny. And basically, they just kind of exist to fill airtime, essentially. And Shelby Cross is this sort of conservative battle axe. You know, she's like
mm-hmm.
real tough. And there's one of them where she's talking about how she hides out in the bushes to record video of these sick kids having sex with one another or young people having sex, and that she's
like a cross between like Laura Ingraham and
right.
Nancy Grace.
Yeah, and she's just outraged by this behavior, but you know, she's zooming in to get closer shots and things like that. So it's like she's the perfect example of the hypocrisy of these people. They say that these things are bad, but really, I mean, what's so bad about the naked body? What's so bad about the human form? If you're a religious person, shouldn't you believe that that's what God created and, you know, God wanted you to be naked? Otherwise, you'd have been born with clothes on. So what's the problem with showing that off? If you look good, Even if you don't look good. I don't have a problem with topless people walking downtown. I don't care what they look like. It doesn't bother me. Your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I wish I could find that one. I don't have them indexed very well. I've got literally hundreds of the onion things. That way I could play it for you, but...
I don't know. I'll devil's advocate and be Mark here for a moment. You know, there are certain people that I would rather not see walking around town.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess then you can have private property and
exactly.
You know, have whatever rules you want to about whether or not people. But as long as you have public property, I think people should be able to be topless or naked.
But you also have the right to, you know, shame that person if you want to.
Sure.
You know,
you can say something.
Be rude if you wanted to do that.
I wouldn't, personally. Yeah. Even if I did not find the person attractive, I think it would be rude to say something to that person. So, you know.
Well, is it
whatever.
Though? Is it that actually? No, now I do take a little bit of a question with that, because if you really don't feel that that's appropriate or whatever, and, you know, somebody's walking around and they're kind of horrifying looking or whatever, or you have a problem with nudity in general, then why is that wrong?
Like, to say something to them?
If it's not wrong for them to walk around nude, why would it be wrong to say something?
Well, it's technically not wrong. You can say your mind, you can speak your mind if you want, but.
Like, why is that rude, though?
Well, it's none of my business what the person's doing. If I don't personally like the way they look, I'm not going to express that to them. I consider that to be rude.
Right.
It's not that how they've chosen to look doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form beyond my preference.
Yeah.
And I don't care if they're nude or if they're just particularly unattractive. I mean, there was a dude who used to sit downtown Keene. Maybe he died or something like that, but he was really just a jerk, first and foremost.
Right.
But he was just this humongous man with a large man breasts, and he was frequently topless in downtown Keene. And he was an unappealing person just top to bottom.
Right.
Rude and ugly. And, you know, I've never said anything to him
about it. He wasn't walking around singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, but he was crazy. He was crazy in, like, in a dangerous kind of way. Like, former military kind of, I don't care about life anymore kind of crazy. So he's been – I've only talked to that man in the instances where he has been threatening towards me and my friends.
Right.
But ultimately, I would never stop and say, put your shirt on, buddy. I find that to be incredibly rude.
Right.
But if you don't find it rude, then go ahead. Start talking ass to people on the streets and see how that goes for you. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us.
Well, I mean, we don't have people wandering around the streets nude at this point, though. But.
No, not right now, because technically that's not legal in New Hampshire, although there's an argument that a woman could.
Right.
Because technically, now I haven't read the statute myself, but it's supposedly written to where only if genitals are exposed, and technically genitals are internal with a female, so it would be interesting to have a woman walk downtown completely naked and then see if she could beat the court case on that.
Right.
Toll-free number is 855-453. We still have your millennial story coming up here in moments.
She could do rich things. Legal? Illegal. Legal?
Yeah, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 855-453. Hour 2 coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.